Ladles and jelly spoons, it's 5:55. My name's Tim Dowd. This is Living with MS in Tenerife. I'm a little bit lower today because I've forgotten my stand, but there you go. We're not going to stay on too long because it's pretty rackety here. Loads of people. We haven't even ordered yet, but now I can see the guy behind me that he's going to come and take me order soon. I've been here like 4 hours and I haven't had a drink yet. No, says Chris. Okay, let's see who's on. We got 55 people watching already. We have Denise and Anne-Marie are in the comments. So, guys, this is Meetup Monday. This is all about you. If you're on the island and you want to say hello, just go to timothydowd.com/events and press the button to say you're coming. I've put like 20 seats up there. There's more than 20, but I just want to know that how many people are going to come. We've got two people today. They're from Austria. We're going to talk to them soon. We're going to talk in very simple English, but I reckon he speaks better than he lets on, you know. He understands everything as well. He's not behind the door. The Austrians, you know. The Austrians are like the Bavarians. They're sort of nice and gemütlich, and they know what a knittle is. And we're coming on Thomas and Susanne. Is it Susanne or Suzanne?
Susanne.
Susanne with the E, yeah? Susanne actually pronounces the E like Christine pronounces the E. There you go. We're all in it together. Cool dude. You got Ian Owl on out and about with Ash. Morning, Ash. Did Webby's horses win at the weekend? Or did we give an horse at the weekend? I can't even remember. Suzanne Mylan's on. Anne-Marie. Marie Ayres, Ian Owl, and Una Mines. Good evening. So where are we today? We're in the Rosa Centre. The Rosa Centre is the shopping centre in Playa Paraíso, which is the next village to us. So behind us is like a banana plantation. And then we can walk through the side there. And when you come down, it's probably about 12 minutes it took us from our flat. 12 to 15 minutes from in the flat to sat here. So it's not far. We've got a Burger King over there. Then there's a pizza place and a Chinese. And at the end, there's the legendary restaurant. We've been there before where I had that beer that was €6.50. But it seems to be doing well. It seems to be doing well. You get your Wagyu beef, you know, for like 50 euros for 100 grams.
You like another slice of beef, sir?
No, I don't. My mortgage hasn't come through. Okay, so Denise Una Mines is on. David Butler, out about with Ash, still running. David Butler, we got a smoke club. We came out here to so he didn't disturb his friends and wafted full in our faces. David Butler's on. Webby, eyebrow, good hat, watching Copa del Rey next round draw. Did they win last night, I believe? The
Tenerife.
And Webby, I'm glad you're on because we had some bad news. The Franz Beckenbauer has died. So that'll be on your show on Friday. Tell them all about. And the FACT monthly meeting, you go into the Fighting Against Cancer Tenerife monthly meeting. But we must still be up overall. Yeah. Somebody's got to go back on all the shows and find out what we said and whether they won or not. And if you'd have put a tenner on each, whether you were up or not. Adam McGuinness, hi Tim, just done painting another room in our apartment before we move out at the end of the month. And when are you coming? Next week? Week after? Week after that? Any meetup Monday as soon as you're on the island, come and give us a shout. And we'll come and give you an interview. Hi Tim, Christina says Michelet. Michelet. Or is it Michelet? There you go. Michelle T, there you go. So, who have we got here today? We're going to introduce Thomas. Here he is. Now, he's very well backlit, so it looks really weird.
It's my aura.
It's your aura, it is your aura, yeah. Or is it just a dirty lens? I don't know. Huh?
A halo.
Or a halo, there you go, yeah. And we got Chris. Oh, I've got to take off face tracking to turn around to Chris. So there's Christina Lee. Let's give us a wave. And this is Susanne, the better half, would we say?
Mm-hmm.
So, give me a sound check, Thomas.
One, two, one, two.
Oh, what happened there? The camera died.
That's again.
Select the camera. There we go.
So
he's back in the room.
In a word, beauty.
Let's try an angle.
There you go. There we're go. Back in the room now.
Okay.
There we go. There he is. There.
1, 2, 1, 2.
There he is. There we go.
All right.
We're right. So, sound check for Thomas.
Yes. Hello.
Can you hear him? Because I'm shouting my head off. Because there's lots of stuff behind. If you talk too quietly, you see, I've got this microphone called voice isolation. And what it does, it isolates anything that isn't a voice. And so if you speak too low, you don't reach the threshold of being a voice. And therefore, nothing. So you got to...
The children noise shouldn't be...
The children noise doesn't happen because they can't hear that.
Okay.
Because it's just listening for words in English at the moment.
So?
I think it's English anyway.
That's right.
So, yeah. So, but you've got to come above a 20, minus 24 decibel level to be considered human.
Okay.
So, Thomas.
Yes.
Well, I know your name now. Where are you from?
Yeah. Vienna, Austria.
Vienna.
Born and raised, yeah.
Okay. And what do they call Vienna in Vienna?
Wien.
Wien. And that's where the Venus come from?
No. No, no. Actually, no. No. Wien, capital of Austria.
Mm-hmm.
Used to be a nice city.
It used to be?
Yeah.
Has it changed?
A lot.
Yeah?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Everything's changed.
Everything changes, that's true, but on its way into the future, Vienna has lost.
Has it become a metropolis, more of a metropolis now?
It's grown incredibly fast.
Yeah.
And nowadays, there is a lot of the old architecture is replaced by new concrete, glass, steel, things like that. And personally, just an opinion.
So the old town has become a downtown?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And we have the Airbnb effect to full extent. So within the city center,
nobody lives there anymore.
So, yeah.
So all the local shops are going out of business.
Yeah.
All the,
yes.
So it's all.
Yes.
It's like all in Britain, Gucci, I think. Yeah,
and yeah. Fancy shops.
Luxury fancy shops, but no, nothing to eat.
But supermarkets sometimes.
Yeah.
Everything else has gone away.
Has gone away?
Yeah.
No, that's a shame. It's a bit, I think in Britain, when I went back to Britain once, all the high streets were either laundrettes or betting shops.
Yeah.
And it's just nobody lives there anymore. You know, the high street, everything's gone to just outside of town, to the big shopping areas, you know. So I suppose that is the future.
Apparently.
I think that's why we've only got 70 years plus, eh? What, 3 score years and 10? We've got 70 years, and then it's not our world anymore.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Hola!
Yeah, that's true. And technology brought...
para mí dos cervezas sin con limón. Cerveza sin tiene.
No, pero sin alcohol solo Heineken 00.
Heineken 00, dos botellas.
Okay.
No glass, no vaso.
Solo.
Para mi esposa zumo de manzana y agua con gas.
Perdón. Tengo esto. Muy bien, gracias. Oops. Gracias.
So,
anyway, we've just ordered now. Do you want another drink?
No, I'm fine.
You're wunschlossglücklich.
Wunschlossglücklich. Mineralwasser.
Okay. Yeah, so Vienna, I remember the Vienna that I know is the tourist Vienna, obviously. Mm-hmm. What are the little horses called? The fiacres?
Yeah.
The tourist horse.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And the gardens and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have rich heritage from the monarchy.
Yeah.
There used to be...
All the Germans know that Sissy and France, you know, some Kaiser France are...
Comedy.
Yeah. History, not comedy.
So, yeah, we have Schönbrunn Castle.
Mm-hmm.
and the Hofburg, yeah. And the
Wilhelminenburg.
Denkstraße, Wilhelminenberg, which is a little bit later. But yeah,
we stayed there twice in Wilhelminenberg,
the hotel.
Yeah, in the hotel. Yeah,
very nice hotel.
Very, very nice
with a fabulous view over the.
Yeah, it's one of those things where you can imagine that you're in a costume drama, and you get this. You go down for breakfast and you go into this old sort of Baroque building, and then you come out of these doors onto a terrace with stones on them and balustrade, stone balustrade around it, and you have your breakfast there. You're looking over Vienna and the Prada.
Yeah.
The big...
The yeah.
Grinsing with my mom, yeah.
If you drank the whole swimming bar empty.
Yeah, of water.
Water.
Yeah, my mum, God bless her. She was, we took her there for a birthday, I think it was, wasn't it? She came over and we said, she was coming over to visit us in Regensburg, and we said, we got a treat for you. And we took her 4 days in Schloss Wilhelminenberg to visit Vienna. She'd never been before. And she saw all the things, and knowing all the sound of music.
Yep.
And, you've got to see all the bits, you know. And where was Mozart born? And get me a Kugel and all that stuff. I've still got some pictures of us in Vienna. But that was really good. But we went to Grinsing. Muchas gracias. Gracias. Do you want one?
No.
Okay. No.
El agua era sin gas o con gas?
Conga y zumo de manzana. Because this first one's going to go. Heineken 00. They don't have it with lemon though. I prefer it with lemons. They not this one, another one. They do the Dorado with lemon. Anyway.
I have lemon here.
So no. Inside thing.
Like
no, that'll make it even more bitter. It's a bit sweeter. So. Grinsing.
Grinsing.
I'll just take you off for a second. I'll tell you the story about Grinsing. Grinsing is like a bohemian quarter of Vienna. Am I right? Yeah.
The rich people.
The rich people. And it's you can go and sit and eat and drink and be merry, and the
violin.
I was just about to say that you go into these wine places and they serve wine in mugs with a jug. So you get a little mug, which I think is 200 milliliter, and you get a jug, which is either quarter of a liter, half a liter, or a liter, and you just buy it by the jug, you see. And my mum's there with the jug and a mug, and she's doing this and this, and oh, we'll have half a liter, oh, we'll have a liter between us. And then, oh, that's gone, so we'll have another half. And gracias, señor. Christina's got a drink now. Oh, she's being helped good. I don't have to do anything tonight. You can stay, Susanna. You can stay. So, yeah, so she's going like this. She's enjoying herself. We're eating little bits and cheeses and whatever. And then the duck comes and we're eating that and the canoodles. The Vietnam canoodle. And anyway, so this guy comes, the Hungarian dance.
Chardas.
Chardas. And they keep going like this with the violin head. And in the violin head was 50 shillings or something like that, you know. And just to give you an idea, yeah, you've got to pay.
Yeah.
So my mum's giving him. Was it shillings or euros then? I can't remember. It was still shillings. Yeah. When did the euro come in? 2000 and something. Yeah. Well, no. It could have been after. It could have been euros then. No. Yeah, but she was born in 92.
Yeah, but she was only in the 80s and the euro came.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So it was shillings anyway. Austrian shillings. Do you miss shillings?
Yes.
Sometimes, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed. Things get very pricey.
Yeah. Everything doubled overnight, didn't it? Especially for the kids.
And
So what happened was she's drinking this wine, eating the food, she's giving money to this guy, and he keeps coming back and playing more because she's giving him the wrong thing. And anyway, and she gets back and she's gone, I've got a little squiffy tin. You know, my mum's like, we was very posh, wasn't she? Even when she was drunk, she was posh, wasn't she? Oh, I've got a little bit squiffy. So so then what happened? She's up all night drinking the minibar, not alcohol, all the soft drinks in the minibar were gone in the morning. Everything, not even a glass. Yeah, everything.
Okay.
Anything that didn't have alcohol in it, she drank. And then we went down for breakfast and she was drinking the orange juice like he's got some. Right, so that's my story of my mum, Kathleen Wynne Jones, Knee Dowd. No, Kathleen Wynne Dowd, Knee Jones. And God rest her soul. Two's up. We're back in the room.
Back in the room.
So how long have you been coming to Tenerife?
20 years.
20 years?
Yes.
And is it regular every year, twice a year?
Regular 1 month in the winter time.
Yeah.
And since 2016, we try to be here for 1 week in the summer.
Okay. So a month in the winter, week in the summer. Very nice.
Yes, luxurious.
And where's your favorite resort?
We have a flat near Los Gigantes.
Mm-hmm. That's where we met at the... Okay, yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes, indeed.
And you bought that one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Her father bought.
All right. Do you rent it out or is it just for you, no. Use it for you and your friends?
Just our,
okay.
Our little...
So I'm sorry, no renting flats out?
No. Not yet. yeah, I like it there. It's a beautiful view. We have La Gomera right in front of us.
Right in front.
On the right hand, we have the cliffs of Los Gigantes.
So you can see the cliffs of Los Gigantes?
Yes.
Well,
yes.
In fact, they are the Los Gigantes, yeah?
Yeah,
the giants.
Yeah, the giants.
Yeah.
And nature is beautiful there. I heard it's one of the... three best diving areas
right
there.
Right, anything from Fonsalia up to Los Gigantes is fantastic.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I enjoy the humble spirit of the Spanish people there.
Mm-hmm. Are you a diver?
Unfortunately not, but
no, me neither. I'm more of a boy.
Yeah. They didn't have
not enough weight belts for us.
The weight belts for me. Whenever I come back from the water, the green juice people try to put me back into the sea. Yeah.
We've got one other one.
Yeah. Stranded whale. So yeah, I like it there. It's
is it some
place where I reload my batteries?
Okay. So is it a place that you would consider coming to live eventually?
I do. For her, you're more the winter Icelandic.
You like the cold, so?
Yes. So we will have to figure out where we'll meet.
Meet in the middle, yeah?
Yeah.
I would say, see ya. Wouldn't want to be here. Iceland. I mean, I could go there for a holiday, you know, and be in Nanook of the North for a week, you know, and eat and drink and be merry, but I couldn't live in the cold place.
The sun is a direct highlight.
It's a vitamin D.
Yeah,
vitamin
yeah,
D. Yeah. Vitamin D, as they say, vitamin D. Right, I'm just going to see what people are saying. Ladles and jelly spoons, I've been ignoring you. First thing I'm going to do is do QQ. If anybody's asked a question, nobody's asked a question. I'm going to do QS. Nobody's said a statement, so I'm going to go and hit everybody up. So I'm just going to go down for any long ones. Just painting the room, we did that one. Out and about, I do announce when I'm over from 29th of February, meeting up with you chaps. Cool, Ashley's coming over on 29th of Feb. Tina, Adam, 26th of January is the day we move over, staying in Panoramic Heights. Know it well. First week, sounds good, Tim. I'll be up for that. Cool dude. Eugene's on, Anne-Marie, David Butler. Tina, Pete and Chalaron, John Patton, David Bartlett, Anna McKelly, Michelle T. Stratman. Let's have a read of this one. These are long ones. Let's see if I can get it. I see from the Tuesday the 9th is again compulsory by law to wear masks in all Canary Health Services settings, including hospitals, health centres, etc., even private ones. I didn't know. Where did you read that, Police Stratman? Is it a BOC, Bulletin Oficial de Canarias? If it is, if you could put in the number, that would be great. The BOC and the number, that would be great. And I'll take a look at that. Jack Bell's on. And Marie having a wee glass of red wine to warm us up, says Jack. Cool dude. David saying hi to Jack. Hi, Tricia. Let's go. No snow here, but worse, black ice. Oh, dear. Adam McGuinness, what's your favourite zero drink, Tim? My favourite zero drink, actually, is the alcohol-free wheat beer, Weizen, from Franciscana. Not kidding. Franciscana, Weissbier, alcohol-free. If I had to drink alcohol-free beer for the rest of my life, and I probably will, that's the one I would buy. Unfortunately, they've stopped selling it on the island. You can't get it anywhere for love nor money. There might be a wholesaler that'll do it, but I haven't found it in any supermarkets. Hippodino used to do it, but they've only got the light one and the dark one now. They don't even do the alcohol-free one, which is a shame. North Tenerife man's on. If you're not subscribed to Steve in North Tenerife, go and hit him up. Bobby Ricketts is cold in Blackpool. Denise is on. Anne-Marie, everybody talking amongst themselves. Bobby, no alcohol bottles, about 300 calories. These are actually, because they're no alcohol, you've got to put the calorific value on them. And this one is agua malt, saturados hidráticos, proteínas. I can't even see it. Milligram energía. Here we go. 100 milliliters, 21 calories. So these are 33 cl. So that's going to be 60. That's 65 calories a bottle. So,
it's good.
Yeah.
Hello.
I think the alcohol-free wheat beers are a bit more because you get a bit more substance in them. You know, it's not like this. You're not allowed to say piss beer, are you? No, you're not allowed to say it. I won't say it.
Still remember the Monty Python joke. What's the difference between American beer and making love in a canoe?
I don't know.
Both is fucking close to water. Oops. You can beep it out.
No, it's live.
It's live. Oh,
yeah. But it doesn't matter because the rules are if you're using it in an artistic way,
yes,
then you can use the word as long as it's not in the first 30 seconds of the movie.
Okay.
So we're okay. We're okay. If anybody was offended by that, go and watch Monty Python. You'd be a lot more offended.
Yes. Life at the Rose Bowl.
Uh-huh. Okay. Michelle T, it's on the Canarian News Plus, came up on Facebook to wear masks in all health places. Okay, cool. I'd like to know where the official bulletin is, though, if you can find it. Because you can subscribe to these official bulletins, and then if there's any updates, you automatically get a thingy-marooge. Thingy-marooge or what's-a-ma-called? Is it a thingy-marooge or a what's-a-ma-called? So, we're back up for twos up. So, what do you do for a living?
I'm a psychotherapist.
He's a psychopath?
No. Close to it.
Close.
No.
And you got your own practice, or do you work in a group?
As well as.
Yeah?
Yeah, I work in the Bundesländer.
Bundesländer?
The countryside.
Okay.
And one day I work in Susie's practice.
Okay.
And I have my clients there.
Right.
So we share a practice.
You share a practice?
Yeah.
Okay. And you do what's you?
I'm psychotherapist too.
Psychotherapist too.
No, I retired.
You've retired as a retired psychotherapist. There you go.
Yeah.
I can imagine your conversations. I can't imagine your conversations.
No. Don't.
That went quite deep. What do you mean by that? Get the sauce. What do you mean by that?
How does this feel?
How does it feel when you eat the sauce? Make a picture.
Uh-huh. Yeah. How do you feel when you don't eat that sausage?
You're sure you like to eat the sausage?
Ah, sausages go back to your father.
Yeah. Sometimes a banana is just a banana.
Sometimes a banana is just a banana, exactly. That's
yeah.
Freud.
Yeah.
Freudian slip on the banana skin.
Yeah.
There we go. So, as I say, tonight, Christina's very cold. I'll just spin you around so you can see her.
Well, not anymore, Golden, yes.
That's the next thing I was going to say. So, oh, that's Susanna. And this is Christina Lee. And if you can see, this was the new Sky Blue Army, if Webby's still on. Oops. There we go. The new Sky Blue Army sweatshirt. Shows your hood. That's better. Oh, you got double Tim now. Double trouble.
But so far inside it's cold too.
It is cold too, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's found me again. Boo. Let me get out of the way. There you go. It'll find Thomas now. No face
no
to detect. There you go.
There's no face. No.
There, you found him now.
Okay.
Cool, dude. Can we get a zoom slightly in? There you go. So, Ladles and Jelly Spoons, it's a great meetup Monday. We did meet these people before when I was filming that tea room in Puerto Santiago, where there was a big jetty going out into the sea. We were with these two people. And so then I went for a walk there because somebody said, I want you to go and see the sister hotel of the Mind Hotel, which I went, and then I just totally went straight past it with my camera. I forgot all about what I was actually doing there. And then on the way back, I stopped for a coffee, and who turns up is Nibs. But you were watching, were you? And you knew where it was.
I was watching, and so, hey.
He's just around the corner.
He's sitting in Legends Bar, right around the corner. So.
Legends. There you go. Very nice bar. I didn't get a kits with my first coffee. Didn't get a biscuit with the first coffee. Legends Bar.
But I gave you mine.
You did?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which I gave to Christina.
Yeah. Yeah. Hopefully.
What we're going to do now is we've got these little... at Mercadona at the moment, they got these little glass... It's a set of three glasses with chocolate in it. Tres chocolates or dulce leche, dulce. Yeah. And it's like I think it's 260 calories for a 60 gram thing.
Yeah.
And but Christina, yeah. So I say, I'm going to have a beer now. And Chris says, no, think of the calories. And she's scoffing these bloody things left, right, and center. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to take some of the biscuits. I'm going to crunch them up with honey.
Ah.
Put them in the bottom, and then a bit of sugar and cream cheese or some strawberry jam or raspberry jam. Put that on top and make it a little cheesecake
cup. That sounds
there you go.
Delicious.
There'll be a little bit there. So, yeah. Okay, 4 degrees in Dublin, says David. I'm wearing three layers. Christina's got two pairs of socks on.
Yeah.
Two pairs of shoes. I want socks on my socks, she says.
And
this is like
winter socks.
Yeah. Woolly
socks.
Yeah. She's got normal winter socks on, and on top of those she's got woolly socks. I had to buy her new shoes. Like clogs, yeah.
Size 13,
yeah. 3 degrees in Blackpool.
Ooh.
Magnus. Ku Klux Hood. How cold is it in the evening, Tim, at the moment? What would you say, 20?
20 degrees.
About still about 20. Probably drop below 20 in the night, but if there's a bit of a wind, you might feel it. But it's, for me, it's t-shirt weather, but I'm British, you know, like English summer all year round here. When the sun goes down, it does cool off a little bit. But as the people in Isle of Tenerife on Facebook would say,
do I need a cardigan?
I don't need a cardigan just yet. Christina would need three cardigans. But the thing is, when I put a hat on, then my whole body's warm, you know?
Okay, yeah.
Because I lose most of the heat through my head.
Yep.
So if I put a cap on, then I can walk around in shorts in Britain in the winter. It doesn't bug me. I don't get cold feet. Do you get cold feet?
No.
Men don't get cold feet, I don't think.
No.
You don't get cold feet either? No.
No.
So it's an extremities thing. Good for your circulation. Obviously, Christina can't move that much, can you, kid? So, no. It could, but it looks funny, she says. Orcus is on. Hope everything's well. It's everything's fine, thanks. Bambridge, out and about with Ash. And Canary News. Okay, we did that one. My hands have been numb most of the day now, home. I wear some cashmere gloves. Oh, the old cashmere gloves. Tina says, good day, good idea, Tricia. Tenerife can't come soon enough, says Anne-Marie. You're all coming over in March, I believe, aren't you? Good news from Colin last night. If you didn't watch it, he did a special vlog last night telling us about his leg and everything's fine. So, well done to Col. Can't wait to see you, boo. Don't bother coming over earlier. Come over in March. What's the hottest you've experienced in Tenerife, says Bobby Ricketts? What's the hottest we've experienced in Tenerife? I think it was if you're asking for normal weather, I think 36 would be the hottest that I've experienced on the coast in the summer. But if you're asking for a Kalima, then that rises very rapidly, but dissipates very rapidly. Yeah. And I've seen it go up to over 40 degrees on the coast. On the coast.
Yeah.
So in the mountains, it's a lot hotter. I mean, it's really 45 degrees. So it can get really hot during a Kalima, which is a trade wind from the Sahara that brings over sand. So you've not only got warm Saharan weather, but you've also got the sand, which makes the air thick, normal, I would say, is low 30s in the summer and mid-20s in the winter.
Yes.
So those are the sort of the average temperatures. And if it fluctuates that way, then, you know, you can always get in the shade or put a fan on or stick a cardi on. So that's what Christina likes about this, is the constant temperature, you know. It's like in Bavaria, you can have 15 degrees one day in the winter and minus 20 the next day, and then one day it's sunny, the next day it's foggy. So that's terrible for Chris's ailments and her bones. I hate the fog, she says. Yeah, it was November was the most depressing month, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Wenn es so feuchtlert wird, gell, und wann man das Licht wegbleibt.
Are you heading over to in March for Paddy's Day? Yeah, they're all coming over for Paddy's Day.
Yeah. Aber da habe ich selber damit zu tun, weißt
du? Yeah, Thomas is going to move to Regensburg for November and get good business, right? All the depressed people are coming in. And Ray Ray here. Hello, new subscriber from Birmingham. Love Tenerife. Hi, Ray Ray. Is that Birmingham, Alabama, or Birmingham, England? We're totally international on this one. I'm assuming Birmingham in England. Ray Ray here. Bobby Ricketts, thank you. You're welcome. 10th of March, there you go. Will you be here for the Paddy's Day then? Or are you going home on Paddy's Day, Anne? 4 degrees in Cambridge. Eli Newmarket, I'm in the kitchen with a sports jacket. Didn't they? Oh, they called some of the racing off at the weekend, I believe, because of the rain. Has the rain let up now? What's the hottest? Over on the 30th of Jan, says Michelle. Cool dude. The bus driver, Tenerife can't come soon enough. We did that one. Hands have been numb. We did that one. Oh, what's that for? 4 degrees in Dublin. Okay. I think we've caught up. Sarah Charles is on. Hello, Tim. that Alan Sugar with you. You know Alan Sugar?
No.
Lord Sugar. He's he did the do you remember when Donald Trump did the You're Fired thing?
Yeah.
The Apprentice.
Yeah,
well, Alan Sugar did it in Britain.
Okay.
So the thing he made his millions in sugar, yeah. So it's called Alan Sugar. Okay. Lord Sugar is called anyway. And you look similar to him, but not really. But not really. Ray Ray says, unfortunately, Birmingham, UK. Welcome, Ray Ray. Sarah, I think of you every morning when I'm drinking my coffee out of my mug, every weekday morning, because Christina drinks coffee in the weekend, and I've got to go out of these little tiny cups. I hate it. I hate it. Don't tell Chris. Laughing her head off here, aren't I? Exactly. For Zachary Akrinson Stanley, there you go. Laughing her head off, she is. So we're 18:30 now, so we're going to finish early tonight. For the simple reason is, I'm getting a bit of a sore throat. Do you want to be interviewed?
Not really.
Okay. I didn't think.
You feel it.
I can feel it, yeah. I can feel it. Will this guy ever shut up? Something. So, back to Thomas now. We've done where you're from, we've done where you live in, we've done what you like about Tenerife, we've done about what you've done. Is there anything else that we need to know about you that's interesting? Something in the past, maybe?
I used to be, I used to work as a journalist.
A journalist, okay.
In the computer side of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And when I met her, we had the decision, should we have children or should we go back to university and
study?
And we decided we're going to study.
Okay.
And we are. So I left my old career as an editor-in-chief, and from that on, I got my education in University of Krems.
Okay, Krems, I know Krems.
And later on worked at hospital, psychiatric hospitals, and ever since 10 years.
You're freelancer?
I'm working as a psychotherapist on my own, and work for different, carriers that my vocabulary is running low.
No problem. Same German.
Die Psychotherapieplätze vermitteln an Leute, die gerade Psychotherapie brauchen.
Okay, so that's like the is it government run?
Partly, yes.
Yeah. Okay. So basically, it's the is it the districts or the town councils that run it, or is it a national government?
It's Bundesländer.
Bundesländer. Okay, so states.
District.
How big is Austria? How many? What's the population of Austria?
9 million.
9 million.
Mm-hmm.
About the same as Ireland, right?
Yeah. A bigger town in China. No.
A big town in China. There you go.
So not very big.
And when we first met, I told him that I used to work in Kärnten, and which is a Bundesland of Austria, and the president of the Bundesland, or was he the president? Bundespräsident.
Governor.
Yeah? The governor was a right old Nazi, and and I met him. I had to meet him because we were opening a new development center there, and I was doing the communications. And so the people that were on the ground doing the real work, thank you very much. They organized this guy to come and talk, and well, he had to really, because they were subsidizing it as well, so he had to come, right? So I was there, and I didn't know who he was, you know. So here's me on stage rubbing shoulders with the big nuts. Jörg Haider. So unfortunately, or fortunately, depending on which way you look at it, he drove his Mercedes into a, was it a Mercedes? Into a green, yeah. And ended that career pretty quickly. So that's my claim to fame. I've been on stage with you, tied up. Okay, I've got socks on now with batteries for my feet. Same with the gloves, only cold. Be glad in Tenery tomorrow. Dinner. Oh, you're coming over, aren't you, Ian? All right, cool dude. Ian, I'll enjoy Tenerife. Oh, I need to get her a cup coming over a few weeks' time, Tim, and let's quickly meet at the airport. Contact me offline and we'll see what we can do. Because you're going to the north, aren't you? So we might be coming to the north. So stick with me. Snowing in London. Sarah, when are you going? I'm talking about some cells. Hi, Candy. Candy's on. Hi, Candy. I need to come back to Tenerife. Can't stand the cold. Makes me miserable, says Tina Ruby. No, it doesn't. Can't imagine you being miserable. A few weeks on Night Strider cruise. Praying it's not choppy. Going with the parents and Paul and Michelle. Okay. Is there a Night Strider cruise?
I guess they are on a cruise ship now, as far as I've seen.
All right. Yeah. Okay, cool. Wish you could, but hubby, not enough holidays. Oh. Denise, been looking into the carnival in Santa Cruz. Ah, it was published today, the thing. Let's see if I can get it up for you. Bear with me, ladies and gentlemen. Let me do this. So you're seeing me now. Let's go to Facebook and go to Kaya Sabaki and the Edge. Carnival, here we go. Saving me to downloads. Okay. So bear with me, ladies and gentlemen. I can show you something here now. Okay, so now we're gonna bring up this thing. Can you see this? So this is the, oh, you're on it now. Let me do this. There you go. So what you're seeing over there is the carnival for 2024. I'll put it up on the community page so you can download it, and that'll give you all the dates of the carnival's stuff up until the 18th of February. Okay, so it starts on the 12th and it goes through till the 18th of February. The big day is the 12th of February, Monday Carnival, and then Fat Tuesday on the 13th. So this is the Santa Cruz Carnival for 2024 thing. I'll put it up on the community page. Right, so let's go back to me. There we are. Let's get back to him. Okay, let's go to two's up. So, Sarah Childs. Trisha's on. Mike Reed, from tomorrow, the use of masks in all healthcare facilities is mandatory. The Canary Islands announced Monday afternoon to curb the rising flu and coronavirus. There we go. So we've had the flu jab, but we haven't had the coronavirus jab. So just take care with everybody. Mike Reed. Yeah, we heard that right at the beginning, Mike. Thanks. Tim, I'm sure there's a carnival in Los Cruces. Probably. Thanks, Tim. You're welcome. Okay. We're going to finish up now, yeah?
Okay.
It's getting way loud behind me. I know you can hear me better than I can hear myself. This is what I hear. Cumpleaños feliz. Birthday party in the background there. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is Tim Dowd and Thomas, Susanne and Christina for Living with MS 10 Tenerife, and we're going to go like this. Ladies and Joey Spoons, I'd like to thank each and everyone for joining me today. My name's Tim. If you've liked what you see and you see what you like, go and subscribe to Webby's Sports Roundup. I don't need any more subscribers unless you want to be notified of when I go live or upload a new video. I'm uploading a video tomorrow morning or tomorrow night for a brunch place called Bloom in La Caleta. Beautiful place. Met a German guy today, Manny. So I thank each and one of you for watching. Don't forget, Meetup Monday is all about you. If you're on the island, come over and say hello. Balcony Banter is not only me and Chris chewing the fat, but also I'm going to give the update of my diet. Friday is come over and have a Tim and Tonic at the Monte Cristo. Oops, muted. Why is it muted? There you go. And see ya. Wouldn't want to be ya.